This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Monday nights, right after, basically, honestly, this was just the mental all episode of The Bachelorette. And we have special guest, Sydney. Thanks for coming on, Sydney.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. I'm awake.
No, I know. Sorry, guys. She's East Coast, so it's like 11 o'clock her time.
And at this point, you should just be one of a co-host.
I know. I was going to say, welcome back is what I should have said. Welcome back, our guest, special guest.
It feels right to be back.
Yeah, no, you're always great. You always have great insights and everything. So I love doing
it. I feel like Blake owes you some appearances on your podcast.
Yes. Well, he's actually going to be on this week. Yep. So
this week, we're going on this week. So yes, it works out. Well, practice, trade of practice.
Eric, are you cold? I'm concerned.
How often do you get asked about your sweatshirts?
Daily, on a daily basis.
When we go guys, we were just in Scottsdale and the man was in a sweater the whole time. People are like, are you okay?
It's his look. It's his ensemble.
It is. It's his brand.
You got to stay on brand.
I mean, big guys don't look good in t-shirts. Like,
you got to know what looks good.
And I have the air conditioning blasting. So yeah, I'm a little chilly.
There you go. But the DJ set we did on the DJ whatever stand you want to call it out in Scottsdale was a million degrees to the point where both of our hats were soaking wet. And he was still in a sweater.
I was waiting for you to play Petey Pablo so I could take it off. And you just wouldn't do it for me.
Dude, you couldn't have even taken it off in that tiny DJ.
I would have thrown it out to all the women that wanted a piece of the booth that night.
How are you two alive anymore with all of these sets?
It's been a lot. I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot. Out to Cleveland this weekend.
We don't drink, really.
No, I don't drink. It's a work trip. Yeah,
so.
It's a work trip.
Smart.
It's great. I wake up. I'm not hungover on Sundays. It's actually pretty nice. It's
at least
you're just like living off the vibes,
up.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're just feeling the vibes.
You're high off the vibes.
High off life.
Yeah, and when you wrap up, the bars close. They're kicking people out. It's great.
When I come out there to play, Sydney, you better come out.
No, I will. Okay. You're going to come to Cincinnati?
We're in Cleveland this weekend.
I was thinking we're in New York.
I don't know if we have clubs
still here.
Maybe we do.
Well, we're in Ohio this weekend, but Cleveland.
I don't know how far Cleveland is. But...
Oh, it's like 3 hours.
Oh, shoot. That's kind of fun.
I'm already giving you guys a lot this week, so.
That's fair. Pretty good.
I'll make it to one because I hear they're fun.
Yeah. We'll get you to one. All right, let's hop into it. Let's get into this so Sydney can go to sleep. So, this episode was basically a mental all, but it did start with the regular episode, and it was 30 minutes of Michael leaving, basically. And Michael, the FaceTime with his son was so damn cute. How old is his son? Does anybody know? Did I miss?
Sounds like
at some
three,
point. I'll say four, maybe. I was gonna say four, but I don't remember them ever saying it. But I was just trying to picture like how confusing it must be for his son. I know he was talking about how he's on a work trip. Like, does he take work trips a lot, or is his son like, what the? Like, I haven't seen my dad in a month. What's going on? You know, he's gotta be kind of confused. But they're super cute together, and I get why. You know, obviously. He misses his son. Like, he was legitimately tearing up, you know? Mm-hmm. He held it until he hung up. Yeah. But then he started tearing up. And I feel for him a lot.
His son saying, maybe because daddy doesn't want to see me anymore. That's got to be
nice.
Just gut-wrenching.
Brutal, man. Yeah.
You can tell he's such a good dad. And I love that the show, one, was able to let him have those regular FaceTime calls. And then two, they actually showed them. I thought it was like the whole other side of Michael that we got to see. And he's just like a great dad. Yeah. And I felt so bad for him because he was clearly being torn in two different directions, like love and his son, both love, but for different reasons. And yeah, he's just trying to like let himself love again, but he's finally getting there. And then he still has to, go back to his son.
It's so hard. And I, I talked about this a little bit on my Instagram tonight, but I got a little bit of, I don't know if it's a controversial opinion, but I got like maybe something out of the box here. Don't get me wrong. I have no idea. I don't have a son, guys. I don't have a son, if you didn't know. Maybe one or two out there. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
But I don't know what it's like to be away from.
He ain't lying.
I don't know what it's like to be away from my son or daughter or niece even or nephew. You know, like I don't know what that's like. So I can't speak what Michael's feeling in those moments. But part of me is like, and I know he didn't want to bring his son to meet Katie, which is fine. I completely understand that. Like, I don't know if I would either. Like, you're not sure. You're not going to, like, that'd be really hard for him. But I, you know, I think he could have still, you know, what's his son's name? I can't think of his son.
James.
James. I think James could have come on, like, the producers would have made shit happen. If Michael thought Katie was the one and Katie thought Michael was the one, They would have made sure Michael didn't leave. Whether it's bringing his son on, not to see Katie, but just to hang out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did it for Emily Main. How do you say her last name?
Maynard?
The Bachelorette, Emily Mater. Yeah. Her daughter was on set. So my point is, I don't think necessarily that Katie thought he was one. Now, they felt very deeply for each other. You can tell that. And I think he felt deeply for her. But I think if truly he was like, she's the one, and she was like, he's the one, I think they find a way to keep him there.
How much time is left recording the show between like hometowns and like that final rose, if he were to get past hometowns?
So on a season like ours where we're traveling and stuff, I would say about two and a half weeks. But with no travel time, they have 7-8 days left, in my opinion, maybe. Because I mean, half of the time, when I was hometowns, actually, you know what? Hometowns, the finale might have been actually long time. It was a month for me, 3 weeks to 4 weeks for me, because, I mean, we were all over the place. I went from LA to Denver to Thailand and then to the Maldives. Dang. So, I mean, the travel alone was 5 days, you know, mixed in and out of there. So, but I think personally, he had 10 days max.
Okay.
Which, don't get me wrong, that can seem like a lot when you're missing your son really bad. You know, like I don't know what he was feeling at the time. I can't put myself in those shoes, but I just think like they would have made it work personally.
Yeah. I just go back to the phrase that I keep hearing from parents where it's like, it feels like your heart is walking outside of your body when you have a child. So then like knowing that your heart is in a completely different state, and then your heart saying what he did when he said that he felt his dad just didn't want to be around him. Like that was just, I think, just too much for him. I think it all came rushing back to him. And I also know that it's like hard for, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a parent as well, but I know it's like a very difficult decision on whether to introduce your child to whoever you're dating. Yeah. So I'm sure that's like another factor. Like if he wasn't fully there, he probably had a hard time wrapping his mind around like having Katie meet him, also because of the fact that there were still four other guys there. So like if he's going to introduce Katie to his son, and with the potential of him going home, I think that's a lot of thoughts he was probably thinking through that ultimately led to his leaving, including the fact that his son was missing him.
It probably throws a wrench in the son's life too, because it's like, you know, with his mom passing away, and he's like, all right, mommy's not, if he recognizes that at all,
good point too,
mom's not around. No, why isn't dad not around for this long of a time?
We'll be right back. That's a good point too. Like he lost his mom, you know, like that kid's already been through a lot, you know, and now his dad, he's like, where's my dad? Yeah. God, that's true. That's very true. So
that has to just be so much confusion for him.
Yeah.
And that actually makes me think about, I mean, we kind of talked about a little bit what Michael was going through, but damn, that like puts it even more in perspective, you know, like him and his son must have an incredible bond as well, you know, over losing his wife and mother, you know, so gosh, it must've been so hard for Michael to be there. And that gives, I mean, I like Michael already, but that's a lot of respect I have for Michael even more now, but that goodbye was hard. You know, Katie was crying. He was crying. It was like a long goodbye, which I think that says a lot whenever there's these long goodbyes, these long conversations where we only see still a little bit and it's long. That God knows how long that conversation actually was. Like it could have been a very, very
a whole
long
day, probably.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been hours.
Yeah.
So that says a lot, but it was, I think they both had really, really deep feelings for each other.
Agreed.
He still said
he had feelings for her at the tell-all.
Well, at the tell-all, he was
that's
like,
true.
He was ready to get back
her
in
out again. Yeah, like,
yeah, I like Michael. We'll talk a little bit more when we talk about his hot seat. But I'm a big fan of Michael.
ABC being a Disney company, they better send Michael and his kid to Disney World. Because if not, I think we should force that up here behind the Rose.
I think he might be filming Bachelor soon.
So. Yeah.
I think he might be filming Bachelor here in 2 months, though.
So. And his son better be like on every episode.
Well, I think his son will definitely be
there with him for sure. Which they have like a separate home.
Yeah.
Which they could totally do.
Yeah.
So, and his son's, okay, I'll be honest. I don't know this, but are 4-year-olds in preschool? I don't know. Like, at what age do you go to preschool? I don't know, honestly.
I think they are, yeah. That could be like...
You're at least in kindergarten, probably.
Yeah, so that could be... Because
kindergarten's before preschool, right?
Yeah.
No. You know,
I look at us.
No, preschool is like literally before school. Preschool.
We're horrible.
Before school, then kindergarten.
We're not parents, so we'd like to...
Yeah, exactly. It's preschool, then kindergarten. So yeah, that could throw a wrench into things because that would be... I mean, it'd be filming.
Yeah, I could see Michael being the type of guy being offered it and then him turning it down because of his son, if, depending on like preschool or whatever he has going on.
I mean, we'll see. Maybe he's in paradise. Maybe he's in paradise. I don't know.
I don't see him going to paradise right after.
Yeah.
After he's missing his son.
Yeah. If he couldn't make it 10 more days, he's not going to Mexico.
I say he just lives it up too. In Ohio. Yeah. I think he lives in Ohio and just like have people.
Does he live in Ohio? Should we get him out
to
our show?
Yeah, I think he actually might live in Cleveland. You can
shut
have
your
him.
Face. No. We are getting Michael.
Get him a date while you're there.
Shut up. Oh my God. I'm going to DM him.
Have him bring his son. You can bring your son to the
show. Yeah.
We're not drinking.
Oh man.
We'll have juice.
I'm seriously going to DM him, dude. That'd be fun.
We'll have juice boxes for his son at the table.
There you go. That'd family friendly.
Fun, yeah. Well, I'll have to DM him. Good to know. Okay. So yeah, Michael ends up leaving. So we're down to three guys, right?
Yes.
Four.
Greg, Blake,
Justin.
Yeah. No, he was meant. He was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So three. Yeah. So Justin, three. Blake, and Greg. So yeah, we're down to three going in. And so, and also, is the finale next week?
They said the 9th. So are they skipping a week?
No, next week is hometowns, then the finale.
Oh, you're right.
So the finale is 3 hours long, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hate those. I know.
Yep. I will not be coming on
that. I was just going to say, you want to come back?
No. I'm not starting at midnight.
We've got to make sure to get a West Coaster that week.
Yeah.
We get a West Coast that week. So, yeah, we got those three coming up. Next week, you're right, our hometowns. Usually hometowns and Mentor all the same, but they... Mental Law was long. So let's get into that. It was the 90-minute Mental Law, which is actually really long. Mm-hmm. Usually it's only an hour. It starts out right away with the Carl and Brendan fight.
Well, it started out with Aaron and Cody.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because that fight still doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. to nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot about it and it still didn't make sense when they brought it back.
Yeah, exactly.
He wanted to be unbelievably famous.
So in 6 months.
He tweeted something or something like that.
Put something on his story saying, I will be famous in 6 months. Mm-hmm. Like he was manifesting it. Awkward.
That is a little weird. I mean, very coincidental, if you will.
Yeah.
Because that's probably for sure when he was going through the process. So,
yeah.
Yeah, very strange. That was just a weird thing. I think the guys... I think they like each other. Like every season, you come out there with bromances and friendships and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think Carl and Brendan like each other because they did the peacock and stuff. They got in each other's faces. But I thought for the most part, Carl handled himself pretty well tonight. He was getting attacked left and right. Even Aaron went after him too. Trey, I think that whole triangle.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mean Girls.
Yeah, the Mean Girls.
And I think Brendan or whatever his name is, the Canadian guy, he talked more tonight than he did the whole season.
100%. Yeah.
100%. So I don't know. It was. They always have that. I remember my season was like Jordan got into somebody else's fate. Like they always have a little bit of a, and the producers definitely hype that up. Like,
that's the thing is before they get in your face and you're like, this is how you get on a paradise. We're watching for paradise. Boom. Paradise. Yes. Is the theme.
If you got, so people who don't get time, and this is a common, like people who don't get time during the season will get time at the Mental Call because they will do whatever they can to get screen time. Yep. I'll never forget at the Paradise reunion, like the three people that came at me was like Annalise, I think, came at me, Onyeka came at me, like somebody else. And I was like, I should have predicted this. Like these people, they got nothing to lose. They'll come at you.
Which is funny because it's like, what happens after Paradise? I guess next season they were just like trying to get in there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But it was just funny. Like you can totally know who's going to come at you.
Yeah.
And it in their defense, they got screen time. It works.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. It works. Get the extra 100 followers. Brendan and Carl kind of had that little fight, and it is what it is. By the way, guys, I mean, you've filmed a couple now, Women Tall and Paradise. These film for hours.
Forever.
I'm talking like 10 hours.
You're the longest day of your whole life.
Horrible. It's horrible. So what we see is just a very small part of the 10 to 12 hours worth of filming. So it's crazy. Yeah. But then we get into Hunter. So I'm still Team Hunter, guys. I know, Sydney, what do you think? I am. He made some mistakes. I think the I'm falling in love thing was fucked. Like, he did just say that in the spot and the pressure. And he was like, but I thought he did a good way of being like, you know, this environment's really hard. People make mistakes and I made a mistake. I should have said that. He's like, I wish if I could go back, I'd change it. I thought he was very genuine. And like, I don't know, he owned up to everything people still were pretty pissed at him, I guess. But I through all of it, I was like, why? I don't know. Why are these, like we talked about, that group going after everybody?
And what was the other thing they were all upset about? The final four thing.
The final four comment that he said he had them picked out.
Yeah.
Which is fun. We did that every week. We were like, really? Every week. Oh, yeah. All of us guys would sit together. We wouldn't do it on camera. But yeah, we do it. We go like the sauna. I remember in Vegas, we sat in the sauna. Me, Jason, and Colton sat in the sauna because you weren't mic'd and they couldn't film you. And we sat there and talked about who we thought would make it to hometowns, who we thought would make it to family. 100%. Like,
oh, yeah. And you know, now that you're right, yeah, I do remember a sauna conversation or two where we'd do that.
Because you're trying to figure out, like, if I make it to hometowns, what would I do? Like, you do think that. Like, you totally do think that. So that's not even a big deal at all to me.
Yeah. He just chose the wrong time to do it. And I think the fact that he is a fan didn't help his argument. Because they already were gunning for him. Because it just is a clear, you know, example of, oh, obviously he'd be here for the wrong reasons because he knows everything about the show. And he can plan it out.
It was kind of cool. I mean, Connor had his back because they were roommates.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a cool moment, actually. He was like, I lived with him. Trust me, he was falling in love, even if he's not going to admit it.
What did James say? He's like, well, you're wrong.
Yeah, he was like, well, that's straight up. Shut up. He's like, you're wrong. So that was actually a pretty cool moment. Yeah. Got to see somebody have Hunter's back. So that's
what you can ask for.
Yeah, exactly. It's evident. But it was...
It's a sensitive subject here.
I thought Hunter did a good job. Like, I don't know. I thought he handled himself really well. Yeah, always keep them receipts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, learn from
always keep them receipts. I don't know. I thought he handled it pretty well. I do think... The one thing he did wrong was the saying "I love you" in the moment, and the pressure where he said literally moments.
I honestly
before
think
he
was just confused and just, you know, in the moment when you're on stage and you're on pressure, it's kind of like, I think he was just confused.
What do you think he should have said, Sydney? What do you think he should have said? And like
the cop out always, I'm falling for you. Yeah, you just always go to the cop out.
I can see myself in the future.
Yeah.
And that's a huge bachelor turn. I'm falling in love.
Yeah.
I mean, I used it totally 100%. So,
but you were,
I definitely was. I might've been in love at that point, but I definitely was like, I'm not going to say it. I didn't even want to say, I was anyway, moving on. Connor. So then Connor comes on. I want to talk about this kiss.
Yeah.
This kiss that happened. Hilarious. I thought it was funny. Like clearly staged. Yeah. She was
mic'd up, right?
100% mic'd up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Caitlin and Tayshia had to have known.
Yeah,
that was going to happen. They did a great acting job, phenomenal acting job. And I think Connor, so there's evidence out there that they know each other on Instagram and stuff. Like he's commented on her stuff. She's commented on his stuff. And so I don't know how much of it was real. I mean, clearly it wasn't just a random fan.
Would the commenting have happened after the filming of this maybe?
That's a good question. I'd have to look. That's a good question. Because I think the filming was 2 weeks ago, not
2 weeks
ago, I think.
Followed her after. And then, because I saw on Twitter, someone had posted she's a musician apparently, and she has a song coming out, and
like tomorrow,
he comments on it.
Yeah.
Interesting timing, too.
Well played. I mean, do what you got to do.
Again, you got to do what you got to do.
Because I bet she got some serious engagement tonight for sure. She should drop that song now.
Yeah, do
right
it.
Now. Yeah.
Do it that song right
she
now.
She needs to drop every song she's ever written.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Fucking swipe up. Yeah. But it was, listen, I mean, it was, so it's harmless. That's the thing. It was like harmless entertainment, you know? So in that sense, I didn't mind it, but clearly staged.
It was cute.
It was cute. And what if they do end up dating? Like, you know, I don't know. That'd be cute. I don't know.
I love a good happy ending.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll see if we get one this season.
Would you go home after getting kicked off for your kissing being off and text everyone that you've ever kissed? Because I feel like that's a bold thing to do and a kind of a hard thing to
it
try.
It would be
and,
a very hard thing to do, but honestly, maybe. Like, yeah. Maybe, or at least like
someone that you trusted, exactly. Like a friend that you had kissed once.
Yeah,
or something.
An ex who I'm friends with. You know what I mean? To be like, listen, do I suck at kissing?
Yeah.
Like I'm watching myself, like, am I just bad at this?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I thought that was a cool moment too. He was very self deprecating. Yeah. No, I thought Connor had a really good mental overall. Yeah. It was nice. The guys, I think, like Connor a lot too, which says a lot. I remember some of them even cried, I think, when he went home, which was funny. But
yeah. Which one more thing, I know this was a while ago. They let him go back and say goodbye, right? Like, they don't do that. They don't let someone go back and say goodbye when they're sent home from
Or is that Andrew?
I think Katie went to his room and then that was it, right?
Oh yeah, you're right. So I'm thinking of
Andrew.
That's right. It was the night portion of their one-on-one, and she can't. Yeah. She just went to the hotel,
and then Andrew went back to the house and said bye. I feel like that doesn't happen.
Oh yeah, he went back to the house and said bye to the dudes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
They almost wanted to show the emotion behind the other dudes for some reason.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. They never do that.
They don't do that, right?
No.
There was one point Trey got all emotional when one guy went home this year. Was it Connor?
Might have been Connor. He was like crying heavily.
Like he was literally bawling. Yeah, like it was Katie.
Yeah.
Guys have emotions too, you know?
Yeah, totally. And he liked Connor more than Katie, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
It does. It really does.
That happened
really
with me.
So. Yeah. T. No, just kidding. I like Connor though. And that's a good point. I wonder if they're giving him a little bit of a bachelor, and I don't think he'll be bachelor, but he might have been on the radar when the season ended.
Yeah, they might have been weighing their options.
Yeah, exactly. He might have been. And the way it played out tonight, like he got to sing a little bit.
Well, that's for
the
duet.
They got to prove that he wasn't a bad kisser.
Yeah.
He might be on the radar. Could you imagine
your math teacher getting up and singing on national television and talking about kissing? Your math teacher.
Could you imagine? How old does he teach, like, kid-wise?
Do we know? I thought it was, like, high school.
Was it, like, high school? Oh, man. Imagine all the freaking, chirp C-Mutt skid on a daily basis. God. Like, from high schoolers?
I think. I mean, savages. I could be making it up, but either way, that's going to be rough.
Yeah, either way. Even middle schoolers, too. Yeah. There's always one or two. But I like Connor, and I thought he had a really good mental. Maybe he's on the radar for Bachelor. We'll see. Then we get Andrew. Also, we're big fans of Andrew here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There wasn't much context. I think he just kind of like talked about Katie and how hard it was to leave. They talked about their conversation.
Cause they pretty much had a perfect relationship. I still don't understand what happened, like where'd that one go wrong?
Yeah.
Other than last week when he was just like, tell me what to do with the future of my life. I want to retire from football.
That was a little
other than
strange.
That. Like, they had a great connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was an interesting, like, I don't know if you want to call it a hot seat or whatever.
But even through his hot seat and highlights, like, you got to love, like, he's just laughing the whole time.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Like,
I really enjoy his sense of humor. It's hilarious. And I think he's just like a very jovial man.
He won me over when he was leaving and how just like, well, he handled that the day after. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a stand up guy right here.
Mm-hmm. To the point where Katie was like, you want to come back?
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
And he said no, which is a great move.
Yeah.
But I'm still kind of confused by that because his note was like, I'll be waiting. But then she's like, come back.
I think she called his bluff. She called his bluff and he was like, oh, damn.
I'll be waiting, but like, not really.
Yeah, but not really.
Yeah. I have to go home.
Exactly. I got shit to do. Big Andrew fan. Also, guys, in City, I don't know because I don't know necessarily on, like you just talked about Colton season, that, you know, you didn't have like very, very strong feeling for Colton or anything, but watching yourself get dumped on national television while sitting on that couch or like reliving the dumping is really hard. And it does bring back a lot. Like I've been there, it does bring back a lot of emotions. And even when you're in Paradise, the reunion stuff and watching certain things, like it does bring back a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. So these guys getting emotional on the couch and everything, that's real. That is very real. It is really weird to watch it again. And then again in that environment where you're hanging with the producers again and you're hanging with the guys and it's just like you kind of take yourself back. So all those emotions are real. And Andrew definitely, I think, was probably one of the more emotional guys when watching that back. Because they did. You're right. Their relationship was great, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But other than that, not a ton from Andrew. Also, I think a Bachelor candidate.
Yeah, I think so too. They were definitely anyone that goes in a hot seat has a potential of being the bachelor. I think they're kind of seen. It's like almost another audition within the Paradise audition that's taking place.
I could see Andrew carrying a season pretty well.
For sure. He's well-rounded. Sure.
Maybe more than anybody.
He's very versatile.
I agree.
Yeah, he could definitely carry a season. Yeah. 100% could carry a season. We'll be right back. Oh, I saw Clay tweeted and he said, we need two bachelor seasons this year. And we need, he said, Michael and Andrew. And I was like, damn, that'd actually be
pretty
dope.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I was like, that'd actually be pretty dope because they did two bachelorettes this year.
Might as well.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see a lot of bachelor talk. I feel like Mental, like you said, is kind of a bit of an audition sometimes for like
that's
the lead.
Basically what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Then Michael. We talked about Michael. Dude seems so genuine. But so I do want to think, do you guys think Michael could carry a season?
I mean, I think with his storyline and his son being there and like him finding like his line, if love exists, it'll find a way. Like that could be the whole him finding love again could be the entire theme of the season. And whether he's capable of it.
That's so
it would be very romantic.
I think everyone
would
be
suck me in.
Yeah.
I think everyone would be so invested in watching that journey too.
And it's been a long time since we've had a dad. It's been a while.
Really long time, I think.
Yeah.
A decade or so. At the beginning of the season, I was like, no way. I don't think Michael could handle it. But as the season's gone on and tonight, not only watching him in that hot seat, but we got to see a little like behind the scenes of him, like whether it be in the bloopers, whatever. I was like, oh, this dude's funny.
He's fun.
Because I think sometimes you're right. Like the show gets so attached to like a story and the story was, you know, him losing his wife and him having his son at home. And so that was it. That's like kind of all we know about the guy. We didn't get a lot of like personality from him. He had incredible one-liners. Don't get me wrong. Like incredible stuff, but I don't think we got to see the humorous side of him very much. And then in the bloopers, I was like, oh, this guy's actually pretty good. Yeah. He talked about the dune buggy. His like parents had like conceived him in a dune buggy or whatever. Like, I thought that was funny. I was like, damn, this guy's pretty funny. So I think he could, and I think you're right. The taglines, the storyline would be incredible as a bachelor.
Yep.
His other line was, I'm lucky enough to be able to fall in love twice.
That was really amazing. Yeah.
Like, gosh, Hallmark better pick it up, you know?
And, Like, I just don't see how he's not the next bachelor. I don't see how. I think the show,
The show needs that kind of
story. We need some wholesomeness. We need to go back to wholesome.
Yes. The show
that
is
would be
not
like a Hallmark season, like you just said, for sure.
I think Michael could save the show. I think Michael could save the show. It is struggling right now. I mean, that's not, it is struggling. It's losing, I lost 30% in the premiere, 30% viewers. So it is struggling. It is, I mean, it's still winning. It's won a couple nights here and there, but it lost to like a rerun the other night. Like, so it is struggling, but I think Michael could save it. I think Michael could save it.
Old school with Michael.
Old school.
He'd
bring
that
old audience in. He'd bring the new audience in. I think he could save his season.
And he would end up engaged and have a full marriage. Yeah. I feel like at the end of that, like
would I
feel
cry?
Like
he brings out his son.
Yeah, he tears.
Every episode would be
so
a tearjerker.
Yeah,
I would, like, cry so
tissues,
hard.
Yeah, ice cream.
So I'm on board for the Michael personally. I mean, you're right. There's still some episodes to go.
Yeah.
But right now, I just don't see how Michael's not the Bachelor. I'm on the
I
Michael
could use
train.
A good cry.
Yeah, man, I don't know if I could watch it, dude. I just blubber the whole freaking season on the recaps. My mascara is running on the recaps. Just it'd be brutal.
Rough.
So then after, you know, Michael kind of has his hot seat, if you will. Jason and Caitlin, that was kind of cute. Jason came out and they relived their proposal, which is just Caitlin's reaction throughout that proposal is so amazing, so genuine, and so I'm wearing a tequila shirt.
Tequila shirt, like, really got me.
She's so funny, and she's like, "No, is this fucking happening? Is this?" She cursed like 100 times, and it's just so
she
on brand for her.
Oh,
everything
shit.
About it, everything about it was on brand for her. Jason literally
bawling.
You know, he was like sniffling. Yeah,
it was, yeah.
And I just love the fact that they met on the podcast, and then he brought it back to getting proposing to her on the podcast. It's just like, well done.
It was very full circle. She was clearly very surprised. He crushed that. You know, it is hard to surprise that woman. it was cool. It was good to see. And I love those two. So always good to see them on screen as usual.
Mm-hmm. And her podcast studio is very sentimental to us too, because we recorded our first ever podcast, Blake, really? in her studio.
Was it our first ever?
Are we going to cry tonight?
We're going to cry.
It was in her. Yeah, it was in her. Yeah, that's true.
Stunning. Good point.
Yeah, so after that cute moment, they bring out Katie, finally bring out Katie with about a half hour left, which usually is the opposite. Like, I feel like, it was mm-hmm. super short, right? It was kind of, it's kind of interesting. And that's kind of what I was going to say was, I thought the guys were very easy on Katie. Not that Katie was like rough on the guys, but I thought Carl was very just like roll over. He kind of went fetal position. Even Thomas, who I thought was going to come guns a blazing.
Yeah.
Like I thought he was going to be like the way you let me, because I even thought the way she let him go was very over the top and unnecessary. Like with the whole called him up for a rose and then, yelled at him or whatever. But he even was like kind of almost like sympathetic. And I was like, man, this was, I don't know. I thought they were really
easy. Drama. Give it
to us. Yeah.
I do love that she called Aaron Thomas, though.
Yeah. That was the most dramatic part.
They did look alike, though.
It was the best part of the night. That was the best part of the night.
Awkward.
And he was, that's my mortal enemy. Yeah, that was actually really funny.
That was good.
That was really funny.
I felt like she was very diplomatic with the men, too. She just felt like, even with like Michael, she was like, I appreciate your feelings. And
yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Same thing with Andrew. She was kind of just like, and. Yeah.
I wonder what she thought like in her head about the Michael situation. Like he couldn't last like 10 more days or whatever. Yeah,
probably.
And, because she just did cut Andrew for that. And that could have been Andrew's spot.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Literally within like probably 24 hours.
Yeah.
Michael left.
Yeah.
It was just that conversation. I feel like.
That's very true. You're right. I think she's very diplomatic.
You could see her like when she was looking at Michael, and Michael was like, "Yeah, he's waiting for me." And you just see in her nonverbal said a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even when with Thomas too, I thought with Thomas too, her nonverbal. Like when Thomas was
like, she didn't want to hear any of it. No, she's like,
literally, eyes, like, she does not like that man. She does not like Thomas. Because I remember with Carl, she was like, "You were right. Like you ended up being right." Like she does not like that man. And I thought she could have literally what she was angry and what the whole thing she had about. Thomas was that like he was very scripted and like would just say things that everybody wanted to hear and that she wanted to hear. And then he did that on the fucking show just tonight. He was
she
like,
let him do it.
I just want to thank you for the journey. And I really feel like I learned a lot about myself. Yeah. And I was thought she was going to be like, dude, like, for once, speak from your heart. I thought she was going to go at him, but she didn't. She was just like, thank you for saying that, Thomas. But I agree. Softball. Her nonverbals were kind of like, she was almost gritting her teeth. She was just like, this is exactly why I think you're fake, so I thought that was. I just thought the guys not only let her, I thought the guys let her off go a little easy. And I thought there was going to be a little bit more drama and like, I don't know. So I expected more from that, but maybe they just really like Katie. I don't know. Maybe just they like Katie that much and respect her that much. So,
because even the drama guys, Trey and Aaron even said like, we talked about Thomas way too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what any guys could really say negative towards her.
Yeah.
No. She didn't do any of them dirty.
No,
the only one I thought maybe was Thomas. That's the only person I thought maybe she did dirty there at the when she sent him home that moment. Because I thought she should have just sent him home normally. But other than that, for the most part, I thought it was a solid mental all. Shout out. I thought Tayshia and Caitlin crushed it.
Yeah.
I thought they did a phenomenal job.
I don't know what kind of prep they had to do for that, but that was incredible. Mm-hmm. They were well rehearsed. Even I saw that I felt like they were reading off a prompter. And I've been just trying to read things on my podcast and I could never do that. I cannot read. So it's impressive. And they were poised and personable. I was just like, hats off. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. They were professionals. Like they're naturals. Like they just, because I, listen, the season, being the host on the season, honestly, pretty easy. Like I think you get like three lines. Caitlin and Tayshia are friends with Katie already. So those moments are very genuine, like just real conversations. But this was a hosting gig tonight.
Yeah.
Reading off a teleprompter, not knowing kind of what's going to happen. Cause as the host and of these dates and everything, for the most part, the production can stop whenever. Yeah. Like, listen, blah, blah, blah. You can't really do that in the mental all. And I thought they crushed it. And, they had some good one-liners. Caitlin and Tayshia had some cool like moments where they made fun of the guys and things like that. So I thought they did.
And they
had
a live audience too.
That's a good point. To handle. Audience. Yeah. I thought they did a great job. I was thoroughly impressed and I'm excited to see, because after the final rose is live. So that'll be interesting to see.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
That's a lot of pressure right there to be the host of after final rose live.
That's scary.
Even being on, I've been on live television because I did a lot of different, I did the like after the Final Rose where I met Becca live on television. I did the Final Rose my season. I did Colton's season live. And like, there's just, it's different live. Like you just,
I've been on you had to be
live
like,
TV. Yes. Yeah. I've been live TV 5 times and it was terrifying on ABC. Like it is different. And Chris, what say what you want about him. That man had a very calming presence because he was very good at his job, been doing it for 20 years. So it's going to be interesting to see Caitlin and Tayshia on after the Final Rose.
Yeah. Cause he would have like calm control of the situation, whether you even realized it or not. Cause I remember I did like a 15 second thing on Colton's finale too. And I was like, oh my God, this hits different. Very
intense. That's right. You did. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very intense. So, and Chris was very good at like having a calming presence and he can control the drama. So I'm interested just cause I think it's going to be the after Final Rose from things I've heard like that Greg and Katie is going to be
really
primetime TV. I'm excited for that. For that after the Final Rose. And then the bloopers, I thought the bloopers really funny. I talked about that. Some cool, I love breaking the fourth wall on the show. You know what I mean? I just love those moments.
They showed a lot of producers in those shots too.
They did. They blurred the faces, of course, but they showed a lot.
Yeah. And you see like how many people are there.
Yes, exactly. I was waiting to see like a meme or a GIF of like when Katie was trying to close the door and it was panning out the door. There was like 15 producers. Yeah. And I bet people were like, wait a minute, what the hell?
That's all you know? There?
Because that's how it real. Is. The lead has like 4 producers just for the lead. And then you have date producers and cameramen. It's insane.
There's a lot of people running around.
Which people don't realize.
Yeah.
But all in all, I thought it was a solid episode, solid mental all. Down on final three. Sydney, down on final three. Who? Okay, let's just say, who do you think gets eliminated next week? I mean, Justin. I think it's, it's pretty obvious. I don't even know
because
how.
They haven't really seen much in the relationship.
Have we seen anything? Like, I don't think we've seen anything really. You know? Like, I honestly don't know. I'm confused he's even there, but he'll get a lot of screen time next week. So maybe we'll get to know Justin more and be like,
there it is.
That's why. Yeah, that's why she kept him around. So that'd be cool. We got some questions for you, Sydney. Got some questions for you before we let you go. Some fan questions. have you and your boyfriend gone ring shopping?
Oh my God, no. But I don't know my ring size.
Oh, you should probably figure that out.
I'm really close with his sister-in-law and we are actually going on Friday just for funsies. Just
Funsies. Funsies.
just because. And then it's funny because he was like, okay, if you want to do that, just like pick out 3 that you like and I'll choose from the 3. I was like, so we're doing this bachelor style, Neil Lane style. I will absolutely do this.
That's so great, actually.
Sneaky. Sneaky. Yeah, he was like, oh, you're right. I was like, yeah, we're absolutely going to have to do it like
this. Well, that's cool, though. That's exciting. I mean, you guys seem happy as hell. You guys seem so great. I love following
you guys.
We're
pretty solid.
Yeah.
And I did just turn 30, so I feel like... I'm just kidding. But I mean, it's not a conversation that we haven't had. And it's not like a scary thing to discuss, which is nice because we've lived together for now a while and almost a year now. And we've been together for a little bit and it's just worked. And like I said, I've always wanted to be one and done or always thought I would be one and done. So here we are. So yeah.
That's a good sign. Like when you have a conversation and your whole body doesn't fucking like cleanse, you get all tense, that's a good sign. So good for you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And another question for you here before we let you go. If you were single, who would you from Katie's season? Like let's say you went to paradise, who do you think you'd be like, oh, I'd be excited to get to know?
The hypotheticals.
Very hypothetical.
Let me think. I think I liked Connor.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't know anyone's name.
I
love Michael. And Andrew, obsessed.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'll take.
And I think I'll take what you got. Yeah. Touche. I think those three are because I think they go to paradise. No, Andrew doesn't. I don't think.
No, I don't think Andrew
does. He was playing football.
No.
That's right. He was over playing football.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Connor. Now you're right. I don't think Michael does either. So Connor, is the only one I think that goes to paradise. And clearly he's single. He's making out with a girl on stage. Yeah. He didn't meet anybody in paradise.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Did I say Connor? Who's the other guy that's left?
Greg.
Greg. I meant to say Greg.
Greg. Oh,
Connor's
Greg.
Nice.
So you did warn us you didn't know names. So
yeah, I was like, I'm just shooting in the dark here.
The horrible kissing guy. Don't want to meet him.
Yeah.
No, but I'm interested to see what happens in the next couple episodes. Hopefully Katie finds her man and it ends
two more episodes left.
But yeah, Sydney, thank you so much for coming on. You're the best. Where can everybody find you? And everybody go check out our podcast. I'm on it this week. Something to share.
Yeah, he's coming on soon. It's Something to Share podcasts are also on Instagram. And I'm on Instagram with my name, Sydney Lotuaco, Lotuaco.
Bingo. Yeah. So everybody go follow or go check out our podcast. And yeah, I'm excited about podcasting Wednesday or Thursday. It's on my calendar somewhere. It's on my calendar. Or maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's tomorrow.
I thought it was Thursday, but
maybe it's Thursday.
Either way, I'll see you then.
Yes, we'll see you then. Thanks again, Sydney. You're the best.
Of course. Thank you guys.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.